Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 6, verses 19 to 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. We're moving now onto a section about our ambitions. Of course, in those days, if you had treasure, you couldn't put it in a bank. Often your treasure was stored in a place where deterioration was a real problem and where the vermin might get in and damage it. This could happen. What is Jesus saying? He's saying that spiritual treasure is worth far more than earthly treasure. And if so, then it's worth having a great ambition for the kingdom, isn't it? What's the difference between these two types of treasure? It's their lengths of existence. We see the same phrase in Matthew 19, verse 21, where Jesus tells somebody, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Someone said about this passage, it's not so much the disciples' wealth that Jesus is concerned with as his loyalty. Verse 24, following on from this passage, will make explicit that materialism is in direct conflict with loyalty to God, and the danger of amassing possessions is that the treasure will command the disciples' loyalty, that material affluence will breed materialism. Perhaps that's a good theme for our prayer time today, to pray that the things that we have, perhaps the things we would like to have, do not take our hearts away from our primary loyalty to Jesus Christ. Let that not be compromised by any possession nor any personal ambition. None of us, however wealthy or poor we feel we are immune from that temptation. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.